the Skagway Mayoral Candidate Forum, and opportunities for Alaskans in coding. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. Dozens of Skagway residents gathered at City Hall on Monday to learn more about the two candidates running for mayor in the March 19th special election. During the mayoral candidate forum, Andrew Cremata and Dave Huns answered questions about how they would address issues facing Skagway if elected. Henry Leisha has more.
Cremata and Huns have slightly different interpretations of the mayor's role. At the forum, Cremata said he sees the mayor as a conduit between the municipality and the public. Huns said the mayor helps set the direction of the assembly and weighs the different needs of the municipality. When asked about how the municipality can make progress on plans for the port, Cremata responded that the biggest issue facing the port is pollution of the ore basin. He also stressed that the municipality needed to fix existing infrastructure before expanding the dock.
We need to consider how a dock expansion is going to affect the waste plant, which is already overloaded. How is it going to affect the incinerator, which is already falling apart, if we don't have some way to meet the needs of so many more people coming into the port? So while I agree it's a great idea to start thinking about a dock expansion, there's a lot to consider before that happens.
Huns said that while he believes environmental remediation is important, it needs to occur alongside port development. He believes if the municipality doesn't make plans for development, Skagway will lose cruise ships to other communities. Huns said the municipality should hire a port director as soon as possible to coordinate plans for development. Skagway resident Jeff Brady asked Huns how the municipality should manage the port when the Tidelands lease with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad ends in 2023. Huns said that the municipality should form a partnership to manage the port.
Whether it be with the cruise industry, whether it be with ADA, I think a partnership's a good way to go, because then, and I want to make sure that the city is a controlling interest of the partnership, so we can kind of control what's going on down there.
While Cremata agreed that some sort of partnership would be necessary for managing the port once the lease ends, he added that it would be important to consider all possible entities for the partnership, and it may not be limited to just one. Governor Dunleavy's proposed state budget was a concern for many residents who submitted questions for the forum. According to Skagway School Board President John Hischer, the school district stands to lose approximately $200,000 if the proposed budget passes. Both candidates said they supported fully funding the school. However, Huns noted that proposed cuts across many state programs will force the municipality to make some tough decisions about funding. An audio recording of the entire mayoral forum is available at khns.org. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
This month, the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development partnered with the Department of Labor and Workforce Development to offer free coding courses to Alaskans. They say there's big opportunities in tech. The state is investing time and money in tech workshops. Their initiative, Every Alaskan Can Code, will bring workshops to three Alaskan cities. The closest workshop to the Upperland Canal is in Juneau. Erin Harden is the information officer with the Department of Education and Early Development.
Coding impacts, you know, almost every aspect of our daily lives. And so whether you're a student or perhaps as an adult, you know, looking to change careers, we thought that this would be a great opportunity for Alaskans of all ages to participate in, to get some hands-on experience of what actually coding looks like, and then hear from some local industry leaders about coding and employment opportunities.
Not only are they working with local industry leaders, but they're partnering with Apple to bring experts to give guided instruction. The goal is to connect Alaskans with skills and job opportunities they can pursue from their hometowns. These workshops are part of a statewide shift towards embracing coding and computer sciences. The subjects may even be added to Alaska's K-12 curriculum. Coding and computer sciences are elements of a new draft for statewide standards that goes to the Board of Education for review at the end of the month.
I think that's a great idea.
Sam McPheeters is the technology director for the Hainesboro School District.
I think that students who know how to code will know how to problem solve in the future, will be able to technologically look at problems in a different way than other people who have not had coding before.
The school had a coding course a couple of years ago, but McPheeters says interest dwindled. He's hoping to bring it back next year. One benefit of a tech job is the easy potential for a telecommute. McPheeters says that's the solution for coders he knows in Haines.
Which is a wonderful thing. I mean, you can live in Haines and work on the East Coast. It's a great opportunity now that we have better bandwidth, you know, that we can offer some of these incredible jobs locally, but not locally. People can work from Haines using their skills, which is great.
Haines resident James Alborough is one of those telecommuters. He's a web designer and has worked remotely since he moved to Haines in 1996.
The field is booming. So if you have any kind of skills around coding or if you know how to operate a computer, there's a lot of opportunity for working remotely from jobs like I do to jobs like medical coding or transcription services or translation services.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics projects that jobs in all computer occupations will grow by over 20% by next year. Alborough also puts his skills to work locally. KHNS is among his clients. He says it's an interesting career.
Oh, I find it very exciting, and it stimulates me, and I like getting up in the morning and going to work because it's every day is a challenge.
Juno is a long trip for 4 hours of instruction. If you can't make it, Alborough says there are plenty of resources for learning to code from the comfort of your own home. The state-sponsored workshops are free and open to all ages. The Juno workshop is on March 21st at the Alaska State Museum. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.